Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, deadly tornado outbreak hits the south, destroying communities as the same storm system heads north, bringing strong winds that could knock out power to thousands.
I'm inside the tornado.
Roofs ripped off, homes turned into debris. Tonight, residents clean up what's left. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez visits a community officials say has been wiped off the map. Warning for parents. The family of a 15-year-old speaks out after a 28-year-old man pretended to be a teenager online and killed the California girl's grandparents and mother.
Tell our story to help your parenting.
Killer robots? The major American city allowing police to use machines armed with military-grade weapons. CBS's Jeff Begays with the story out of a science fiction movie. The life-changing diabetes drug used by some celebrities to lose weight. CBS's Dr. John LaPoop with who it's really for and how it works. And a royal visit. Prince William and Kate Middleton fly commercial on their first trip to America in 8 years.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. Tonight, residents across the South are picking up the pieces after a line of deadly storms swept across three states. A mother and son died in their own home when a tree fell overnight. The damage is devastating. Homes and buildings were left in ruins. Entire neighborhoods have been leveled, with buildings ripped from their foundations and trees toppled by the high winds. Heavy machinery is being brought in to help clear the debris, and power is still out to thousands of customers. There were reports of more than two dozen tornadoes throughout Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So far, at least seven have been confirmed. And in Alabama, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office described the damage in the Flatwood community as total destruction. That's where CBS's Manuel Bohorquez will start us off tonight. Good evening, Manuel.
Good evening, Nora. The National Weather Service says it was a category EF2 tornado with winds about 115 miles per hour that struck this neighborhood. You can see what it did to this community center. It is destroyed. This is also where a woman and her 8-year-old son were killed in the storm.
Daylight brought a harsh reality across the southeast.
I'm inside the tornado.
As overnight storms in multiple states spawned damaging tornadoes and torrential rains, Mississippi and Alabama took the brunt, with the small community of Flatwood, just north of Montgomery, Alabama, taking a direct hit. This is where two people were killed when a tree fell on their home just after 3 a.m. in total darkness.
People knew that we were under a tornado warning, but when the sirens went off, next thing you know, we had the devastation.
In hard-hit Lowndes County, Mississippi, a twister turned homes into piles of debris and left a local fire station beyond repair. The National Weather Service said the damage, roofs blown away, toppled trees, and metal bent in half is consistent with at least an EF2 tornado.
I say it's like a freight train. It is. It's like a train. I mean, big train.
While in Utah, Alabama, the roof at the Sagewood Apartments was ripped off, and an oak tree fell through the Ezekiel Baptist Church. No one was injured. Severe weather systems like this are becoming more common during winter months, possibly, according to the National Weather Service, because of more moisture from a warming Gulf of Mexico.
All it takes is just one strong cold front to come through, and unfortunately, this is the results from it.
Deputies say they have conducted a search of other homes in this affected area, and everyone is accounted for. Nora?
Well, that is some good news. Manny Bohorquez, thank you so much. The severe weather is now moving to the East Coast. For details, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. Weather really hampering travel today from the Pacific Northwest all the way into the Northeast. We've had thousands of flights delayed today from the Pacific Northwest around Seattle all the way into JFK and LaGuardia, where wind and rain, major players for us today. If we take a look at what's going on with some of the issues in the Northeast, it's going to be wind primarily for the remainder of the day, anticipating high impact at a lot of the hubs here. Boston will be included in that, Philadelphia, as well as Syracuse, even a place like Burlington and Portland. The wind's very gusty. Rain is excellent. Winds could be as high as 60 miles per hour. So serious delays there anticipated in a place like Boston. The next storm system coming in the west, a lot of snow, a lot of rain down through California, but some of the snow here at high elevations, Nora, could get to 3 feet.
Wow, Mike Bettis, thank you. Back here in Washington, the House has voted to block a potential railroad strike that could devastate the nation's already fragile economy. The bipartisan vote forces rail companies and workers to accept the agreement the White House helped negotiate in September. That includes a 24% raise over 5 years. Lawmakers took a second vote to add 7 days of paid sick leave to the agreement. The bill now moves to the Senate and, if approved, will be signed by President Biden, who called on Congress to intervene. In another major development today, Congress now has 6 years of former President Trump's federal tax returns. The Treasury Department says it has complied with a court order which cleared the way for the House Ways and Means Committee to gain access to these financial documents. The Supreme Court last week rejected Trump's efforts to try and block Congress from getting those records, which were requested 3 years ago. All right, in Riverside, California today, family members spoke out for the first time since a cross-country catfishing scheme left three loved ones dead and a teenager shaken after she drove off with a man she met online. We get details from CBS's Carter Evans.
Nobody could imagine this crime happening to my family.
Raw emotion from Michelle Blandon speaking out about the brutal murder of her family by a man her 15-year-old niece met online.
Catfishing led to the deaths of the three most important people in my life. My dad, my mom, and my sister.
Police say 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards, who became a Virginia law enforcement officer just this year, drove cross-country to meet the teen.
We don't know if this was the first physical encounter they had, but we also don't know yet if she knew that he was coming to California.
Last Friday, a neighbor called police saying the teen looked distressed while getting into a car with Edwards. Soon after, a fire erupted at the family home. Inside, investigators found the bodies of Mark and Sherry Winnick, along with their daughter, Brooke Winnick.
For everyone who was there and responded, it was disturbing to look at. It's gruesome.
Police now say Edwards died by suicide. They also believe he pretended to be 17 online, and they've launched an extensive digital investigation. Today, Blandon warns this tragedy is a cautionary tale.
When you are talking to your children about the dangers of their online actions, tell our story, not out of fear, but out of example of something that did happen.
The teen who was taken has a sister who was not home at the time. Now, the 15-year-old victim remains in protective custody right now. She's undergoing extensive trauma therapy, and investigators say she's only been able to provide limited information. Nora?
Horrific story. Carter Evans, thank you. And now we want to turn to the volcano emergency on Hawaii's Big Island. Mauna Loa is erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years, spewing potentially harmful clouds of smoke and ash. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
As Mauna Loa erupts, it's nature's fury and nature's beauty.
To see live lava shooting out of a fissure is incredible.
I've waited my whole life to see this.
For 38 years, the world's largest active volcano sat silent. That changed instantly on Sunday night, drawing locals and tourists to view a molten masterpiece.
The eruption has, at times, sent lava hundreds of feet up into the air. Nobody knows at this point when it will stop and what damage, if any, it could cause.
Is this a safe eruption right now? Oh, are other communities threatened at this point?
Not according to civil defense. My hopes are that this stays as a beautiful, awesome site and doesn't affect people.
Mauna Loa's previous eruptions have come close to wiping out communities. While people are not currently in danger, the slow-moving but persistent lava flow could threaten local roads.
It's very high probability that this lava flow, if it continues, will definitely reach the road.
There's also an air quality concern. VOG, a mixture of volcanic ash and smog. But mostly, what's driving all the attention is something both spectacular and sacred.
So what's going on in your head as you're watching this glow?
Just new birth, new beginnings. It's giving respect to the land.
The volcano erupted in four places, what are known as fissures. And today, only two of them are actively spewing lava. But geologists warn new fissures could explode in the coming days, creating additional dangers for people here on the Big Island, Nora.
Incredible to watch. Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you so much. British royals Prince William and Kate Middleton arrived in Boston today on their first visit to the U.S. in 8 years. CBS's Michael George is there with more on this historic visit.
The royals are here, and fans can't contain their excitement. Prince William and Princess Kate arrived in Boston this afternoon, the start of a three-day royal visit in the U.S., the first in 8 years. Among the first stops, Boston's City Hall.
Catherine and I are absolutely delighted to be with you today for our first engagement in the great city of Boston.
Ahead of the visit, Prince William announced their attendance at the Earthshot Prize Award ceremony, honoring environmentalists, along with a flurry of other stops, including Harvard University and the JFK Presidential Library.
A Super Bowl moment for William is how it's been described. It's definitely a step up for him in terms of statesmanship.
The royal couple's visit comes after Prince William's godmother, Lady Susan Hussey, repeatedly asked a British black woman what part of Africa she came from. Hussey resigned from her post after the woman tweeted about her experience. The royal couple hasn't been in the U.S. since Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, gave up their royal duties and relocated to the U.S.
And President Biden is expected to meet with the royals here in Boston on Friday. Nora?
Michael George, thank you so much. Police officers in a major American city have been given the authority to use remote-controlled robots that are capable of using deadly force in emergency situations. CBS's Jeff Begays reports there was vocal opposition to the plan.
San Francisco police are assuring the public that robots armed with explosives would only be used sparingly.
If we have somebody who's shooting, killing people, a sniper, etc., we're going to do everything we can to stop the threat.
The city's board of supervisors voted overwhelmingly in favor of the idea Monday night. But those against it raised ethical concerns and cited the impact on people of color.
You got to recognize they will be disproportionately used against black and brown communities.
For the last decade, the militarization of police has increasingly been a concern. In 2014, heavy weaponry in Ferguson, Missouri, sparked a backlash after Michael Brown's fatal police shooting. Armed robots are part of that debate. Currently, there are more than 1,000 robots and unmanned vehicles in use by police departments, primarily by bomb squads. The policies in cities like San Francisco could clear the way for an expanded use of robots as weapons.
He's down.
One of the first such incidents happened in 2016, when Dallas police deployed one against a suspect who had gunned down five police officers. In a statement today, San Francisco police acknowledged that it does not have a specific plan in place on when to use armed robots.
If we get to a point where there's uncertainty about who is responsible for the ultimate death of the individual causing whatever chaos they were causing, that is where I think it would be problematic.
In San Francisco, this policy will have to get another approval from the Board of Supervisors next week, and then it would have to be signed into law by the city's mayor, London Breed, a Democrat, who has expressed her support for this proposal. Nora.
Those robots are like out of a science fiction movie.
Evolving technology.
Yeah. Jeff Begays, thank you. Some celebrities and social media influencers are using a new diabetes medicine to lose weight, but their popularity is causing shortages. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook takes a look in tonight's Health Watch.
I've lost a pound of weight.
They seem to be everywhere on social media.
I now weigh 143 pounds.
Dramatic stories of weight loss, like Jennifer Huber's.
It's like, who's that person in the mirror? It's hard to believe it's me.
Huber has lost more than 50 pounds in 5 months after starting Mounjaro, an injectable drug approved to treat her type 2 diabetes. It's now being fast-tracked by the FDA as a tool for weight loss.
It's this miracle, and I've got to pinch myself sometimes to say, is this real?
Mounjaro belongs to a class of drugs called GLP-1 agonists that include Saxenda and Wegovy, which are already FDA-approved for weight loss in people who are either overweight with at least one weight-related medical problem or obese. Dr. Amanda Velasquez, director of obesity medicine at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, says for her patients, they've been life-changing.
The medications help by making the gut feel that it is fuller. So fullness signals go to the brain.
And it's somehow affecting insulin metabolism, right?
Yeah, so we know that also at the same time that it helps weight, it can help with blood sugar regulation. So it's an incredible medication.
Wegovy has a higher dose of the same active ingredient used in a diabetes drug called Ozempic, which is not approved for weight loss. Both are so popular, some doses are in short supply, troubling for people using Ozempic to treat diabetes. Novo Nordisk, the maker of the drugs, says it's making short and long-term investments to help with Ozempic supply disruptions. And while it expects to have all dose strengths of Wegovy available in December, healthcare providers are being asked to continue to hold off starting new patients on the drug.
Lately, I've had some patients say to me, look, I know I'm not really technically overweight or obese, but I want to lose this 5 pounds.
Someone who may only need to lose about 5 pounds most likely does not qualify for this.
All right, so Dr. LaPook, how much do these drugs cost?
They can be expensive, Nora. While drug companies sometimes significantly discount the drugs, some patients face bills of about $1,000 a month, and those costs are not always covered by insurance, as I've been finding out with some of my own patients.
So interesting. Dr. LaPook, since I have you here, I do want to ask you about this promising news about an Alzheimer drug.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
That's right. There's a new study out about a drug called lecanemab, and it found that it did help moderately slow cognitive decline in patients with early Alzheimer's. But there were significant side effects, including brain swelling and bleeding, and it's unclear to what degree the improvement was meaningful in terms of real-life function. Nora, even the authors think more study is needed.
All right. Dr. John LaPook, thank you very much. It was a historic day in Congress as Democrats chose a new leader to replace Nancy Pelosi. That's just ahead.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In Texas today, lawyers representing survivors and family members of victims of the Uvalde school massacre announced a $27 billion class action lawsuit against the school district. They're seeking damages for the physical and psychological trauma caused by the shooting. The lawsuit says surviving children have been having anxiety and other mental health problems since the attack in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead. House Democrats made history today as they voted in a new generation of leaders. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected minority leader, making him the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress. The 52-year-old New Yorker will replace Nancy Pelosi, who made history herself as the first and only woman to be elected Speaker of the House. Scientists have made an out-of-this-world discovery, the secrets held inside a meteorite. That's next. Two minerals that have never been seen on Earth were discovered inside a huge meteorite. Research in Canada say the new minerals were found inside a piece taken from a 16-ton meteorite that turned up in Somalia 2 years ago. Scientists say they could hold important clues to how asteroids form. The team is also looking into how those minerals might be used right here on Earth. One of the biggest hit makers of the 70s and 80s has died. We're going to take a look back at a member of Fleetwood Mac. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally tonight, tributes are pouring in for British singer-songwriter Christine McVie, who died today. McVie was best known for the string of hits she wrote with Fleetwood Mac. One of McVie's most beloved tunes, Don't Stop, was the unofficial campaign song for Bill Clinton, and the band reunited in 1993 to perform it at his first presidential inauguration. McVie, born Christine Perfect, married Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie and joined the group in 1970. Remembering McVie today, bandmate Stevie Nicks posted a photo of the two of them and an emotional handwritten tribute calling McVie her best friend, saying, "See you on the other side." Christine McVie was 79 years old. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. And we want to leave you with the 100th National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. President Biden was joined by the First Lady, where he spoke about the We the People theme at the White House this holiday season and said, in struggle and strife, we've come together in a spirit of joy. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than 3 decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.